You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A public hearing on another Racine County data center has been delayed. Project Nova is the name of a project proposed for 244 acres in Caledonia near the Oak Creek Power Plant. The land needs to be rezoned before it could be used as a data center. The new public hearing date is at the end of September. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez starts her Rollin' with Rodriguez tour today in Kenosha. She's got a plan to visit all 72 Wisconsin counties as she runs for governor. Her Kenosha kickoff event is at the Kenosha County Democratic Party headquarters on 7th Avenue downtown tonight. Racine ranks number 30 on Realtor.com's 2025 hottest zip codes list. They say it's due to strong buyer interest and fast home sales despite high prices and mortgage rates. The location by Lake Michigan and a balanced lifestyle is said to appeal to buyers. Waukesha and Sheboygan also made the list. Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan may face trial later this year. Yesterday, U.S. District Judge Lynn Edelman rejected claims that Dugan was immune from prosecution. She's accused of obstructing immigration agents in her courtroom. And after helping everyone else for so long, the Racine Firebells are looking for a helping hand. The group that supports first responders will hold their inaugural bowling fundraiser on September 27th. The event includes bowling, raffles, food, and prizes for families and teams. It's a fundraiser meant to help support local first responders. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The return of The Miz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball Tonight. The Brewers host the Diamondbacks for Game 3 of their four-game series. The crew with another dramatic win, 9-8, last night over Arizona. Jacob Mizorowski on the mound for Milwaukee. After a few shaky starts, he was back in form. Five innings pitched, 10 strikeouts, allowing three runs. The Miz asked if he had a little more confidence in his command.
I mean, it's the same. I don't think I changed my intent on any game, you know, these last two or three, but it feels good to feel like I'm back.
Manager Pat Murphy.
Thought Miz threw the ball well. This is a really good offensive team, as you guys have witnessed. You get ahead of them, it doesn't matter. But I thought we showed tremendous poise, resiliency.
NFL. The Packers reduced their roster to 53 players. Today, they're adding 16 players to their practice squad. The team also signed long snapper Matt Orzech to a three-year contract extension worth $4.8 million. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. A new Kobe Bryant biopic is in the works at Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers acquired a script based on the dramatic true story of the NBA legend joining the Los Angeles Lakers. The film is supposed to be called With the Eighth Pick, which makes no sense because he was drafted 13th overall by the Charlotte Hornets. The film has no release date set just yet. Well, in case you missed it, Taylor is engaged. Yes, Swifties, that Taylor. Travis Kelce popped the question 2 weeks after Swift announced her new album on the New Heights podcast and the week before football season officially starts. Swift then posted on Instagram saying, "Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married." I mean, that is if your English and gym teacher have a total of $1 billion combined. And this post is crushing Instagram numbers with nearly 18 million likes in just 3 hours. Will it be Travis Swift? Or Taylor Kelce? Well, I recently went to the theaters and saw a couple movies to look forward to. Seniors, a film about a 59-year-old, Mike Flint, who after nearly four decades returns to his alma mater to take the hit that changed everything. Bruised, doubted, and nearly broken, he pushes for one more game. Not for glory, but for his teammates he lost, the family he fractured, and the ending he still believes is possible. This upcoming football movie is set to release September 19th. A24's upcoming film, Marty Supreme, is based on Marty Reisman, Timothy Chalamet, who pursues his dream of becoming a champion table tennis player. And check out the trailer on YouTube. It looks awesome. This film is set to release on Christmas Day of this year. Lots of other releases feature Black Phone 2, Tron Ares, The Running Man featuring Glenn Powell, and Avatar Ash and Fire. Lots of movies to look forward to for the end of 2025. According to People News, Kenosha native Mark Ruffalo says he ate a lot of Philly cheesesteak sandwiches to prepare for his upcoming role. This just might be the best way to prepare for a role I've ever heard of. I just put a bunch of weight on, Ruffalo said. And no, this wasn't for Hulk. For that, he eats a lot of pesto. Sorry, that one was bad. This was in preparation for his role in the upcoming show Task, in which he stars as an FBI agent leading a task force to end a string of violent robberies. Task is set to premiere on September 7th on HBO Max. The Rock was scared. That sentence may have never been said before this beat. According to Puberty, Dwayne The Rock Johnson said he was scared to make a serious, raw, and gritty film. Of course, I'm talking about his role as UFC legend Mark Kerr in the upcoming biopic, The Smashing Machine. Johnson said he had to dig into parts of himself he'd never explored before. Without Kevin Hart, this might have been his biggest challenge yet. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low to mid 70s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a low dropping to around 60. Tomorrow, an isolated shower, thundershower early, then partly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s to near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.